Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Paul Richardson. It's my pleasure to tell you a little bit about the novel agent isatuximab and how, if it's approved as a next generation or subsequent CD38 targeting monoclonal antibody after daratumumab, how we might think about where this drug might belong in terms of positioning for the treatment paradigm of relapsed refractory myeloma. It's important to note that isatuximab has a strong, potent component to its activity based upon the apoptotic pathway. The other thing that's important about it is it has a shorter infusion time and a more friendly schedule, in that after the initial cycle of weekly isatuximab, one can move to two weekly infusions and hold steady at that rate. In the context of its use in terms of relapsed refractory patients, it may in fact be more convenient and somewhat better tolerated than other antibodies in this class. Having said that, direct comparisons are not yet available. So suffice to say, this may constitute an important backbone agent to which other drugs can be easily combined and can confer clinical benefit to our patients. Thank you for viewing this activity.